So this is works from here. Okay, so we're on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are ready to see the Rambam. Ready to see the Rambam. So just before we see the Rambam, just to make sure we got the Gemara clear, because to Paskin, you have to make sure you've seen all the Tzadim, all the sides of the Gemara clear. So let's just review the Gemara, and then we'll go straight to the Rambam. So the Gemara had said, we know we started off with the Mishnah, Deluin, I made a neder on Yerek, am I also on Deluin? Rabbi Akiva said yes, because Rabbi Akiva held on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph on the top line, that anything that you would send the Shliach to go, and you tell him I need vegetables, and there were no vegetables in the market, he would come back and consult with me. What about Yerek? What about Deluin? Would you get could, do you want gourds instead? And if and since it's a possible substitute, Rabbi Akiva held that's the same min. That was number one. That was Rabbi Akiva. On Nun Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the top, Gemara asked, "Who is the Tana that argues on Rabbi Akiva?" Man Tana de Palagala Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara said it was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And we'll just review the Gemara. Quick Gemara, Tana that argued on Rabbi Akiva, who held, who was the Tana Kama in our Mishnah? The Tana Kama in our Mishnah said that the only thing that you're allowed, that you're also on when you make a neder on Yerek is Dafka Yerek, exactly Yerek, but Deluin is not also because Deluin doesn't fit the definition. According to the Vilna Gaon, the definition was Yerek is something leafy, a Zroim is something, it has seeds like grains and legumes. And everything else was pre. If you don't eat the green leafy, that was pre. So therefore, gourds were not part of that definition of Yerek. But as the Gemara started to say, V'cholav Yerek, who, according to the Ran, it was not a, it was a different definition. Yerek is something you eat raw, and gourds are something you need to cook. So either way, it didn't fit the definition. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva was the one who said, but since you said an extra word, you were marbe a little bit, and therefore, you were marbe one more level. What level were you marbe? The answer is this level of gourds, which people are nimlach. They will consult with the shliach, with the mishalech. Therefore, that's enough to push it in. Okay, so who? But the Tana Kama did argue in our Mishnah. Tana Kama held no, only specifically yerek and not gourds. So who is the Tana Kama? Answers the Gemara on Nun Dalet Beis. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya we learned Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Anoy dem na baser, make a neder from baser, azu b'chomine baser." You also on meat and all types of meat, whether it's behema or chaya, says Rashi, whether it's wild or domesticated, whether it's bakar and soin, whether it's sheep and cattle, all types of meat. Meat is meat. The Tana Kama says it's all aser, and not only that. You're also going to be usher berosh by the head of the animal, braglayim in the feet of the animal, bikoneh in the trachea, which is edible, bedoichik. But these are things that the Tana Kama holds that these are things that if they send the shliach to get some meat and he can't find the meat, he will get a substitute. He'll ask you, should I bring back the roish, the head of the animal, the head of a sheep? We all know nafkamina is it's Rosh Hashanah. Could you eat the head of the sheep, head of the ram on Rosh Hashanah night? Raglayim, these are things that you could eat, but it's not prime meat. Raglayim, the feet, koneh, the trachea, which could be eaten, kaveh, the liver, ubelev, and the heart, ubeifis, and the birds, chicken. All these, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, well, this is the Tana Kama first. You have to put a comma there when the Brisa starts here, five lines at the top. And the Tana Kama says these are all good substitutes. And since the Shliach would be Nimrach and consult with you and ask you if you'd like it, so therefore these are all substitutes. Okay, those five things are substitutes. And that's because he holds like a Akiva that you're allowed, anything you're Nimrach on is included. On the other hand, your mutter bebasar dogim vechagavim. Your mutter in fish and in grasshoppers. Grasshoppers seems like it's out of the totally out of the ballpark. No shliach would ever be nimlach and say, I know you, there was no meat in the market. Do you want grasshoppers? That's not even in the realm of discussion. Therefore, that's out. Fish, we're going to see in a minute. Reb Shimon, that's the Tanakhama. So far, we matched up the Tanakhama with the Reb Akiva. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel loy mer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hanoidim and Abasar, make a nether from Basar, you also call me ne Basar, you also on every type of meat. Call me a buzzer. He agrees to one thing. He agrees to cattle, bakar, tsoin, little sheep. Tsoin is goats and sheep. And he agrees to that idea of Rashi, behema, and chaya, meat of a deer, meat of a wild hen. These are all part of meat. That you cannot deny. But that's where I draw the line. Mutter, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, mutter b'roish u'b'raglayim. Mutter to have hanah and achila from the head of the sheep, from the rega, from the feet, bekana from the trachea, ubekaved and the liver. The liver is not the same, not the same, not real meat. Ubelave the heart, ubeifus and the chicken. Those are all mutter. Why? Because Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, my way of remembering this is Rashbag. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you just call him acronym Rashbag. And if you mix it up, you remember that he says no garbage. Rashbag is like garbage. It's like the acronym of garbage. He says, I only want plain, pure meat, valuable meat, no garbage. And therefore, I don't go with this shliach consulting business. Only meat is aser, and lev, kaved, resh, regel, and kaneh are mutter. Not only that, but
And offers, and offers.
and he even says oifus are out because I go by pure meat, and anything, even a chicken, is not real meat. Correct. Okay. And then he says, Ein sarich loymar, basa dogim chagavim. I don't have to tell you about fish meat and grasshopper meat because that's like pshita. Even my opponent, the Tana Kama, who lets you have things that are included through the shliach consulting, even he agrees that you wouldn't consult about grasshoppers, meat. So pshita, according to me, where I don't even let consulting, so surely those are out. Okay. He says, karvayim, the innards are not even called meat. So someone who eats the innards is not called a person. And someone who eats meat and he comes into the store and he asks for something at the store and they weigh out the meat and they say, we put in some innards in karvayim and put that on the scale. He says, yes, lav barinishu. It's not called a person. He's called a hedyot. That's a simple person. He's like the person who stays in the sukkah when it's raining. He's called a hedyot. Okay, fine. But we're going to concentrate on the next part. Okay, so far so good, right? Max, you got this, got the back and forth so far?
Yeah.
Any questions? Okay.
No.
So now, ask the Gemara. We're going to concentrate on the Tana Kama. Tana Kama, you hold that you don't allow any, the Tana Kama holds you allow substitutes. So therefore, you're able to include the head and the trachea and the heart and the feet and the liver, but and also chicken. But one thing is not clear. What about fish? What is the difference? That by chicken, you're able to include it because the shliach would come, the avid shlicha, the mimlach ala, the shliach would come and consult with you and say, I didn't find meat, you want chicken. So you do let substitution. So then, Basar Dagim Nami Avid Shlicha Di. So too the Shliach is Ovid. He's used to. The Lembishkach Basra. If he won't find meat in the market, Mimlach Aleh, he will come and consult with me and say, the Amar, he'll say, Lembishkach Nabisra. I didn't find any meat. I see Dagim. Should I buy fish? Belitzru. If that's the case, why don't we say that fish should be Aser by the very same notion? Because if you're willing to say, according to the Tana Kama, that you could do substitutions, so let fish be a substitution also, as it was kasha. Amar Baya. So now we have two answers to answer this kasha because Tana Kama shver. If you do substitutions, so let's substitute fish. If you don't do substitutions, so why do you let chicken come in? Chicken is not meat. Amar Abaya, so Abaya comes along and says an answer. His first answer is kigon shekistam, that the person in the brisa was someone who had just done bloodletting, and he made a neder right after he finished bloodletting. And therefore, we have to think on what is going through his mind. That is always the objective to try to learn when we're doing nidarim. What is going through his mind, and that will answer what he was thinking. So therefore, we say like this: a person who does bloodletting, we know it's not healthy. After you have to eat healthy things. The Gemara in Shabbos says after someone bloodlets, he needs fatty foods, geshmaka foods, to get him back to himself. So on that we say that to eat fish after someone does bloodletting is not good, as the Gemara says. The kigon shek is deloyachol dagim, and he just did hakazatam, and now he doesn't eat fish. As the Ran explains, the Ran just says one line. Kigon shek is dam kaidim nidre. The Ran is around 20 lines from the top, 5, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. 16 lines from the top. Kigon shik is dam, koidem nidroi. Before the nether, this person was making an ukimta, that the person who's making the nether, right before the nether, he had done hakazas adam. The kigon shikain, that since that was so, leniskavin lesser baser dogim. We think what's going through his mind, he never meant to aser on himself meat of the fish, because fish meat, he would never eat meat from that. Because that's the type of thing that's bad for someone who just did hakaza sadam. You know, it's like a person just went to, he just went to a Weight Watchers class. Larry Garber used to do vinishmartem, like a type of class to teach you about health benefits. Imagine the nether would be the person just went to a special vinishmartem, a Weight Watchers class. And then he comes out and he says, you know what? I'm making a neder on any type, what do I mean when you say any type of grains, flour, cake? Do you understand what's going through his mind based on the situation? So here we understand that he would never dream about having fish in his state when he was in his bloodletting state and he needed to have healthy foods, fatty foods. And the Gemara Shabbos delineates what are the right foods for that? But fish is definitely not in the picture. And therefore, that's why we know that he didn't mean it. And therefore, his mutter says to Brisa, even according to Tanakama, who does let you have substitutes, but it has to be something that's on the at least realm of possibility going through your mind to be eaten. Okay. Says the Gemara further, if that's the truth, then I have a question. Even chicken should be out. Because the person who just had bloodletting doesn't eat chicken. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Dimesuchar, someone who is this person who just did bloodletting. And it's this is an interesting Aramaic word, but basically he's saying here that someone who just had Hakaza Saddam from the shoulders. That's how Rashi, the Ran learns this up. The Ran says that's the word, the mesuchar. Rashi, Ran says, the sochar, hakoza shel katafayim, haketa. He just did bloodletting from the shoulders. And there, such a person says the Shmuel. Shmuel says, if someone did bloodletting, v'ochel bisra d'tzipari, and he ate chicken, the meat of a bird, parach libe b'kitzipara, his heart is going to fly. He's going to have heart palpitations, maybe even a heart attack. That's not the right food to eat right after he just did bloodletting. Okay, so you see that chicken is also not the best type of food to eat for someone who is weak. So if that's the truth, so you're telling me that the whole pshat here is because fish is bad for someone who just did bloodletting, and that's why fish is out. He wouldn't have even thought about it to have the shliach consult. So why don't you say that chicken's out also by the same notion? That the Gemara says, and also Vitanya, more backup. Ein makizin, someone who does hakazas adam and he does bloodletting, he will should not have in mind to eat. Loyal achilas dogim, not on fish. Loyal oifos, not on chicken. Clearly, it says it right here. Loyal basamliach, not on salty type of meat. Vitanya, and we learned in a third source that you're not supposed to have that. Not milk, not cheese, and not eggs. So here, that's another thing. Right, that's the type of vegetable, right? They used to eat oifus, and here it says clearly, but kreft, you said
Oh, cress.
crest.
Yeah, cress. Cress.
Right,
Right.
cress, correct. Beloy oifos, not chicken. Beloy basar maliach. So it says another braisa that says clearly that chicken is not good for someone who just did bloodletting. So how could you, Rabbi, if you're telling me that fish is out because it's not, he just did bloodletting and making ukimta, if that's the case at a braisa, but then you should also say that chicken is out. And the Gemara, shani oifos de'efshay de'shlika. Birds, chicken, you could do shlika. Shlika means you overcook it. And since you can overcook it, something like that, when you overcook the chicken, that type of chicken is not harmful to someone who just did bloodletting. You make chicken soup, you pull out the chicken, that's not something which is harmful. It's only when it's a chicken that's roasted on the fire, or a chicken that's not really, according to some Rishonim or other Rishonim, say it's not overcooked, it's just cooked to perfection. That's where it's not healthy for someone who did bloodletting to eat the chicken. Okay, so we now have an answer of the Gemara. That's the first answer. Abaya Omar, Abaya says, I have a second answer. The second answer is that you could make, instead of making a kimta, that the guy who just did bloodletting, which is a far out kimta, you could say a different kimta. And the truth is, some say that maybe this is not even Abaya talking because it was Abaya talking in the first answer. So if he's the first answer, he wouldn't be saying that Abaya Omar sounds like I say. So if you look, there's actually a girsa here that changes. The Bach Beis says Rava Omar. Rava argues, says a second ukimta. You're going to kaivin le'enei. That the person who made the nether, he had an eye infection. And therefore, his eyes were hurting him at the time of the nether. And therefore, he didn't have in mind to make, when he made the nether, he only had in mind certain things. But again, dogim koshim leinayim. Someone who has an eye infection or his eye is hurting, he doesn't have in the faintest possibility of his mind that he's going to be eating fish, because fish is hard for the Einayim. So therefore, since he wouldn't have eaten it even without the nether, so then obviously the Shliach, even if the Shliach would be Nimlach for certain items, but one thing that's not included, according to the Tanakhama, is fish, because fish is bad for the eyes. So it's not even in this in his mind, and Shliach will not consult with him. And therefore, since it's not on his mind, therefore that's the one thing that fish are mutter, according to the Tanakhama. Because he had, the story is that the fellow had an eye infection. Now, the Rajma holds that this is a new teretz, but they don't argue with each other necessarily. It's just a different possibility. And the Gemara says, okay, ihachi, if so, achil dogim, someone who eats, we have a person who has a pain, but I thought that it's something that achil dogim, that you should eat fish if your eye is hurting you. The Ha'amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Nun Samach Ayin, a nuna, a fish, Sama Le'inayim, is good for the person. It helps them get better. Gemara says, no, Ahu Le'Saif Uchla. That's when he's just over the hump and he's getting better. Then it's good for him to eat fish. But really, when a person is really not feeling well, then their eye is hurting them, then they would never eat the fish. So that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's second answer from Rava is that the person had an eye infection and he would never think of eating fish at the beginning and the middle of his sickness. And therefore, it wasn't on his mind. And even according to the Tanna Kamma, you can have a shliach replace and do other things. But one thing is out, that's fish, because it's not even on the back of his mind. Okay, so that's why Tanna Kamma said everything else is good replacements. Chicken is good. Lev, the heart is good. Kaveh, these are all good parts. Roish, regel, and kana. But one thing is out, that's fish. And grasshoppers is also no shliach would ever come and try to convince me to have grasshoppers when I couldn't find the meat. So therefore, that's the ruling of the Gemara. That is the ruling of the Tanna Kamma, who happens to be the same person of Rebbe Akiva. Could be Rebbe Akiva. So we now have Machlokes Rebbe Akiva, and the Tanna Kamma is against Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel of our Braisa. Okay, till here is the end of the Gemara, and now we're ready for Psak. So let's open the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Okay, any questions before we start the Rambam? Okay, so right, Max, good Rambam.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see the Rambam. Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. Hilchos Nedarim, so it's Haflah. In Haflah is Haflah means to all that you will enunciate a neder. Hilchos Nedarim, right? Oh, so maybe you could help your neighbor.
Eric, did you say? Yes. Yes. And which way is it? Cold
Third test.
level. That's the ceiling. Sorry. Cold level. Close. Test. Yes. Sorry, which one? I think it's yeah, so, oh, yeah. And the big. And which said, well,
Halacha
yeah, maybe going to no.
She says the following, Halacha Vav. Kol davar shederech shliach ba'oseh makom lehi. Any time that is the derech of a shliach in that place to consult with me, if I send him on a mission, he will consult with me about should I get this or should I get that. So then, harehu bechlal hamin. That's part of the actual species of what I asked him to get. And therefore, hamin shenemar l'shliach stam. That's part of the net min when I say to a shliach, get me this food. Keitzad, what's the case? Makom shedarkon. The way in a certain place is that im yishalach adam shliach liknos basar, if I ask him to buy me meat, stam, omar loy, he come back to me and say, I didn't find loy matzasi, I couldn't find meat, ela dogim, I only found fish. So you see that that's something that a person will consult with. Im nishba inadar b'mokum seh. So if you make a neder in such a city, min habasar, Neser, then your aser, af bebaser dogim, also on fish. And so to anything. So this is clear how he's paskening between Rebbe Akiva and the Rabbana. Rebbe Akiva holds you could do substitutions. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says you cannot. So the Tanakh, here we see the Rambam clearly paskening like Rebbe Akiva. Okay, that's clear. The Rambam ends off and says, obviously, you have to see where you are in place and time, because what is called a substitution for meat in one city might not be the same way that their culture is in another city. Do they eat fish? Do they not eat fish? Is fish a substitution? It all depends. For example, today, you might have someone who would consult. And he would say, the Rambam saying there's such a thing called consulting for dagim. So then dagim is a replacement for basar. Today that could very well be with today's type of salmon and all these special type of courses that you could have that they serve at chasanos. They serve fish at chasanos. If you don't want to have the meat or the chicken, You could ask a special request if they have fish, right? You probably have done it, right? Mr. Spiegelman, I know you didn't do it. I don't mean you. I'm just saying other people, they'll ask for fish, right? So you see, it's a hush of a thing. Fine. So therefore, that's a replacement for meat. But you have to know place and time. So the Rambam ends off. But wherever you are, you're asur on basar. If you make a neder on basar, you're asur on chicken. Chicken is nothing. Talk about karbayim. Karbayim, which is also a type of substitute. These are asur, mutar b'chagavim. And one thing I know, says the Rambam, chagavim is unequivocally mutar because that's never a substitute. B'maran hadvarim. Period. But if you could look and you could see from the appearance of the matter, the eish nadar, you look at the subject of the nether as he's making the nether. Let's say you know the type of person he is. And when he says meat, he wants meat. He doesn't want no fish substitute. He will take the real, not even a hamburger. He will take a real piece of meat. Or you know the type of person, or he'll take chicken, he'll take meat, but you wouldn't be able to sell him the lave or the kaveh liver, or even, or for sure not the kana, the windpipe. These, if you know that person meant that, then there's nothing to talk about. Hareza mutar bebasar dogim, then that's
What
not.
do you mean, Ubahema Bilva? What do you mean by that?
If you know the type of person who made the nether, that he's the type of person that lo loves only real meat. Don't give me nothing.
Ubahema Bilva, as opposed to a fish. Okay, gotcha.
Or you know this type of person that he only likes basar behema, basar oif. He only likes fish or chicken, real meat, real chicken. Fine, he'll take chicken, but not, don't try to give him any of this other stuff, the kana, the lave, the roish. You know, the head of the fish. Head of the salmon, is head of the lamb, head of the ram. That is not real meat. He wants real meat. So then, such a person, you could don't apply anything we just learned over here, because we only learned this for a regular stam person. That's why the Rambam said, a stam person who says that.
I have a son that never eats fish his whole life. He can't stand fish. So he'd be in that category.
Okay, so then he would be right. The Rambam here just said that if they live in such a community where fish is a substitute, like here, so then it would work for a regular person, but for your son, it would not work. So then your son would be mutter in fish, even though the way of the place, the Rambam just said, is that they do have dogim as a substitute, and it's also for people. But for your son, it'll be mutter. Enachnami. Raise a mutter bebasar dogim. Then it's mutter and basar dogim. Afilu b'makom shashliach nimlachim. And even in the very same city where they are nimlach, and they ask and consult about fish, still your son will be mutter because that's not in his mind, and therefore the nether goes after what he's thinking.
What I don't understand is, let's say you get sent to the supermarket by your wife. She says, "Go get steaks. We're gonna barbecue." And you go there, and there's no steaks. So you need to eat something for dinner. So at that point, you're willing to substitute anything almost. Right, so that doesn't mean that you consider it equal to meat. Like you call her and you're like, all they have is tofu and Beyond Burgers and fish. What do you want me to get?
Okay.
Right, like, it doesn't mean that like you're considering them the same as meat. You need to eat something.
Okay. So for you're not makbid on tofu. So for you, so tofu is part of a replacement from basar.
It's
Ein
not a
echanami.
replacement. It's I need to eat something. Like
It
it's.
doesn't matter what he thinks. It matters what
With
his
his wife,
wife
right?
thinks. It's the mishaleach. We're trying to get into the mind of the mishaleach, I'm talking about the
not
Mishlev. Yeah.
mishaleach.
What
I'm saying I'm
game?
addressing Max, but looking at you.
We're only talking about the Mishaleach, you're right. So whatever he considers the replacement of meat will be aser, will be part of his neder. When he says, I'm not having meat, he
So
means.
I call her and I say, like, they don't have any steaks. What should we do? And she says, go get pasta. Like, this
No,
doesn't mean.
no, 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 no. No. We mean a replacement for meat. We don't mean, well, if I can't
Okay.
get meat, I might as well have pasta. I might as well
Yeah.
have peanut butter and jelly. No. It has to be in the same category, but instead of getting, it's like cake. Instead of getting a 7-layer cake, I get a cherry pie. That's a replacement. It has to be in the same category. You can't, we mean, what's a replacement of meat? That's why I'm not even sure about tofu, that you threw that in as a curveball. That's a whole new thing. I'm not even sure about that. We mean meat as opposed to the lave, the kaveh, the kana, the trachea, the feet, the heart. These things people would eat if their back is up against the wall. This could be a replacement. You can't
Maybe
find.
fake meat would be like Beyond Burgers.
That's what I'm saying. Like
Maybe
you wouldn't
fake
consider
meat
it a replacement.
would
You just
get in
consider
there.
it like.
No, it might get in there. In under bus, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Should you fake bacon because it's very
But at that point, you're not replacing your plan B. It's like a whole
No,
new
so that's
plan.
not what we're talking about. We're talking about a replacement
Right.
where it's a replacement. It has to be a replacement for the meat.
That's almost like saying
So,
treat. I don't know. Yeah, not sure about that one. Here we go.
okay, so the question is like this. So we now have the Rambam. So the Rambam sounds like that's a clear psak. Now, is this 100% clear? Is
Well,
there
how do you apply bloodletting to that set, to this halacha?
The Rambam is throwing in one caveat. The Rambam is saying the last few lines were, if you could see from the appearance of the person who made the neder that he only meant a certain type of food, then
Okay.
only that food is.
That would be like my son who never eats fish.
Yeah, so that's what the Rambam is saying. And you want to know
Right.
where the Rambam got it from? He got it from the Gemara, because the Gemara says two answers. The first answer was that he did bloodletting. So since he did bloodletting, fish is out of the realm of possibilities. Chicken is in the realm of possibilities, because chicken, you could have it done through shaluk. You could have it cooked. Since it's overcooked or cooked, so then chicken is in the realm of possibilities. So I never took it out of my mind totally. So therefore, chicken is still in on the it's on the blackboard. Chicken is still a possibility. And therefore, that was Abaya's answer. Chicken is in the nether, but fish is out, because no person would ever think about fish if they just did bloodletting. That was one way of saying it. The second answer was he had a cave. He had a pain in the eye, Rava. So Rava says, so a pain, he would never eat fish when he's in the midst of his choili. But maybe afterwards it's different. But in the midst, that's when he made the nether. He made the nether right after, right in the midst of the choili.
And yeah,
He's
and
not thinking
that's
about fish. But chicken, on the other hand, is different.
chicken is not problematic for an eye ailment.
Oh, so since chicken is not even a problem for someone who had an eye ailment, he
So
can
it
eat
would be
chicken.
in the nether. Yeah.
Okay, so that's very good. Okay, so we're ready to go weiter.
Sure. Whatever you want to do.
But the Rambam, but I mean to say that the Rambam, I'm not sure if it's so understandable, Rambam. That's what I mean to
Ah, I
say.
think you're really, okay, then you're prompting us to figure out there's a problem.
That's right. The Rambam seems to be a problem here, because the Rambam, I'll tell you what's bothering me. Len, did you get your coffee yet? Here's the question. The question is that, let's think it through.
Well, he's paskening like Rabbi Akiva, first of all.
He's
He's
positive like Rabbi Akiva. That's clear. Clear.
inclusive. He's
He's positive
inclusive.
clearly like Rabbi Akiva. We spoke out the idea that halacha like Rabbi Akiva, mechavei roi, halacha like Rabbi Akiva against his friend. And here's
And he
one
goes with the
friend.
shita that if you consult, that's already enough to put it into the parsha, into
Which
the
is Rabbi
parsha.
Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva.
That's Rabbi Akiva, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fine. And the reason why Paz like Rabbi Akiva, the Ram explained, because there's a rule, halacha like Rabbi Akiva, against his friend. Rabbi Akiva could take on any singular person. Halacha is like him automatically. And here it's only a yachid. We just said, who's the Tana of the Tana Kama who argues on Rabbi Akiva? We boiled it down to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So being that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, not to mention, we have a Mishnah maybe in Chulin, who also goes like that, and says something like that. So therefore, we pass like Rabbi Akiva clearly. Okay, but my question is that it's not really clear, because if you read the Rambam again, the Rambam is going to be sticking out like a sore thumb. The Rambam says, Kol davar, let's start again. Kol davar shederech shliach be'oisim mokem limolech alav. Any item, what's the derech of the shliach of that place to consult with me? Harehu bechlal hamin, that's part of the species. Shenemer lishliach, that was said to shliach stam, even though I only said stam, bring me meat. But anything that I would consult with him could be included in that min. Kate said, what's the case? Mokem shedarkam, the way of the place is that they would, their way is im yishalach adam shliach liknos lebosu, to me, bring me meat, stam. He just said, bring me meat. Amar loy, lemon says yellow dogim. I only found dogim. Im nishba in nodur, bimogam azem, in abosur, neser af abosur dogim. Hengel gidra. So all the Rambam is saying is that fish is a good replacement. So if that place they ask about what would you say about fish, so then fish is a good replacement. Then you put a period. The Rambam says, ubechol mokam hanoidim in abosur, osur bebosur oifus. Chicken, karbayim. He says, everywhere in the world, if you make a nether on basa, you're also on chicken. One second. Why? Doesn't it have to be the same requirement of the last line that has to be that you would go and your shliach would call you up from the store and say, I only found chicken? And would you want me to buy chicken instead? And if you would say yes, so then that fits the bill. And that is taka what the
Well,
taka.
maybe bus or office across the board is that
Like
everywhere everywhere.
you wouldn't even call and ask. You would just buy the chicken.
Bus or office is a very reasonable when a person asks for basar, it's very reasonable to bring them chicken.
So you're saying it doesn't need to even ask? You don't have to ask about that?
Maybe.
So one second. So fish, you do have to ask.
100%.
But chicken, you don't have to ask.
But yeah.
What about in a city where they don't usually ask about chicken?
I don't know, Jews eat chicken. They sell a lot of chicken in Sobeys or whatever, whatever store. I think that it's pretty common that chicken is a main course meal for Jews.
Yeah, you're going over Shabbos. They say we're having fleishiks, and they serve chicken. You don't feel like you've been cheated, like it's.
Yeah, but one second. But did the Gemara make the requirement to be that the shliach will be nimlach? The Gemara said, the opening line when the Gemara started to ask, the Gemara said, why are fish maishnah? The Gemara says maishnah halfway down the page on the Gemara. The Gemara asked, Tana Kama, you're not understandable. Maishnah basar oif, why is chicken the Tana Kama? Usher. The shlucha, the mimlach aleha, because the shliach is always used to asking, as it should be a type of substitute. So basar dogim nami, avid shlucha, also a shliach would make a fish into a substitute. If he can't find meat, he would consult and say, let
I hear that they're both under the getter of under the umbrella of being of consulting, but I think it's a bigger jump to fish than chickens.
Is it? But wasn't that the Tanakh? That isn't that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, not Rabbi Akiva?
This right now is a Tana Kama on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Tana Kama of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, we don't really say his name in the Brisa, but you and I know that that's Rebbe Akiva, who holds the substitutes. That means Rebbe Akiva is the Tana Kama of this Brisa. And when you turn back to Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Rebbe Akiva argued with the Tana Kama over there. The name of that Tana Kama on Nun Dalet Amud Aleph of the Mishnah, who said we don't go with these replacements, is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.
So what's your question? Is your question is why does chicken seem to according to the Rambam
Yeah, why is
just
it?
be like a no-brainer, doesn't even need consulting? And according to the way of the our Brisa, it does need consulting. Is that your question?
Why does the Rambam say clearly that chicken does not need consulting? Any place chicken is across the board a substitute for meat. It's good. It's meat. It goes under the category of meat, but fish has to go under the question. Well, what about your city and your time? Do you consider fish a substitute? That's the kasha.
I mean, in terms of halacha, for
It's
example,
inflation.
basar b'chalav, there's a big difference. Chicken is much more similar to beef than fish. So there's one category where you see that chicken is much closer to beef than fish.
So wait, are you hear the kasha or you don't hear the kasha?
I heard the kasha. I'm
Okay.
already on the terrace, but
Okay. So what do you want to say?
I said you can see in one area where chicken is much closer to basar than fishes in terms in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, and therefore, since in Bas B'Chalav, the Rabbanan made a is the Rabbanan, right? We all know from the Torah. It's only us to cook milk with meat, but it's not us to cook milk with chicken. It's
Right,
more
but
than that.
they didn't stretch that to fish.
Well, but nowadays we can't have chicken with challah, and so we consider chicken like meat. We like it's under the category of fleishigs.
Interesting. So the Maharik actually adds, gives us as an answer. The Rishonim and Achronim, right? There's more than 12 answers. That's given. These are just the primary answers of the 12 answers. There's more answers. But the Maharik says your answer. You machaven to the Maharik. The Rambam himself paskens very clearly like this view of it's a Gemara in Chulin. Reb Ashi says that basar b'chalav is also basar oif and chalav. Chicken and milk is aser. Correct. Aser midrabanan. But fish with milk is mutter.
Yeah.
Eating midrabanan.
Mutter and
Gansen. Okay, good for
Ganson.
those who have the Yiddish lingo. And
Yeah.
Gansen, good. So therefore he says like this: fish and chicken, yeah, he says if they were really so equal, why did Rabbi Why he paskens like this view? Who says that the Rabbanan Reb Ashi says in Kulin Rabbanan only answered chicken with milk, not fish with milk. So you see from here that Reb Ashi, when he made that gezeira in Kulin and he answered chicken, he obviously held chicken is much closer than fish.
Right.
Or it could be because of that's the way society was treating it. Like, there was much easier to confuse chicken and beef, and that's why they made the gezeira. Nobody would confuse beef and fish.
Right. If we see you eating. We're drinking milk after chicken. You might end up drinking milk after steak, but we don't
Fish and
have
milk would
that with
be another category.
the bagel, cream cheese, and Lux issue.
Yeah, so this is the Maharik's answer that the Rambam is the same Rambam who holds in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav that chicken, he passes like Reb Ashi and Chulin, that chicken is the same type as meat. And they're very similar, up to the point that people will come to make a mistake and think if I can have chicken with milk, I can have meat with milk.
Right.
So therefore you see that's why the Rambam paskin that chicken is mamish part of meat. It's very, very similar to meat. I guess it's, either you could call it, very like an easy substitute even. Interesting. Okay, so this is one answer. It's one possible answer how you could see
There's
the
11 other answers, huh? That's wow.
but
I said, but you're telling us that there's 11 other answers.
yeah, there are. Yes, it's true. The Torah actually says that in the times of the Gemara, in all those places, in all the cities, really in the times of they would consult with the Mishaleach on chicken and on fish, and therefore the Gemara asked the Kasha, Maishna basar dogim, Maishna basar oif. What's the difference between chicken and fish? That was the Gemara's Kasha. And therefore, the Gemara Taka held that it was equal. And why are you including, according to Rebbe Akiva, Tana Kama, why are you only including chicken and not fish? They're both substitutes. But the Rambam lived 1,000 years after the times of the Gemara, or maybe at least 500 years. He was a different era. The Rambam was a Rishon, and the Amoraim were earlier, 500 years, maybe even 1,000 years earlier. So therefore, the Rambam went according to the Metzius that was found in his era. We all know, right? Sushi is a new era. Every time you have to go at your culture. So the tour says that in the Rambam's times, no one would ask about fish.
No, about chicken.
No.
About fish. No one asked fish as a
Oh,
substitute.
no one
No
would
one.
ask about fish. Is that what you think? Really? Ah, I thought
But
you were going to say nobody would ask about chicken because it's a no-brainer that chicken would be included in Basa.
no, he said chicken. People would consult and say, I couldn't find meat, but I found chicken.
Oh, they wouldn't ask about fish because it's like out of the parsha.
Right.
Like your son,
Ah,
right? He wouldn't even.
okay. Okay.
Yeah, so you have to think about that. That's how the Vilna Gaon brings from the Tur, that's how you read the Rambam. That it says like this: they would be nimlachim, they would consult. So therefore, that's why you don't even have to speak about it, because it's an automatic consulting. That's the first thing to do. It's like what do you do? You automatic, like someone who has they need to speak to a doctor, they automatically call up Echo. There's a person who does consulting. That's an automatic thing. That's not even a shiloh. But anything more than that already you have to know. So the Rambam therefore said like this: if he made a neder on basar, he's asur for sure on ubechol. Everywhere you're asur on chicken. Why? Because people automatically do the substitution. And that says the Rambam, but if it's a certain place, they do consulting, ketzat, in a place where they would ask, I ask you get meat, and he says, I only found fish. If you find such a place, then the fish will be also. Says the Rambam, I don't know of the place personally, because we don't do that, but if you find such a place, then it'll be also. But chicken, they do it. Says the Rambam, I don't have to speak it out why it's also. It's also because they consult. So therefore, that's the go-to
No
thing. They don't.
vegetarians in the Rambam Zira.
What?
I was saying there are no vegetarians in the Rambam Zira.
Right. So that's the tour's answer with the Vilna Gaon.
I'm saying vegetarian
You're
is
saying
included.
that's how they answer. Very beautiful answer. Okay. Fine. That's answer number two. Answer number two. The answer number three is also interesting to think about. The Maharik says that if you look at the Gemara itself tips you off that there's a difference. Because the Gemara said that oif, what did the Gemara say? Gemara said that I could see from the Gemara itself that chicken is part of meat. And fish is only when you consult. Why? Because what did it say when it said it's usur? The words were, let's see inside the Gemara for a second. The words were, he made a neder, four, five lines on the top. He's usur, period. He's usur on chicken.
I got
So did you notice the difference between dogim and oif? They're on two different sides of the fence.
yeah.
Oif is aser, baser dogim is mutter. Now, well, we might be able to put it back in if you consult. Fine, the Tanna Kamma says maybe you could schlep it in because that was the big Gemara's kasha. Okay, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Why is he on that side of the fence? I thought oif, I thought dogim was also on this side. Maishna baser oif, maishna this. Well, how could you reconcile that? So, what we do? We explain, no, the reason why dogim is on that side of the fence is because it got schlepped out, is because people,
Because of the Kempta, not because of the Kempta.
kimta, that he was bloodletting and he had a pain in his eye.
But
Fine.
really, Dagim should have been on the other side of the fence.
Oh, yes, correct. So therefore, we relegated it and it explained why Why? Really? They should both. But one second. But you see here, but the Braisa did put that dogim are mutter, and chicken is usser. So the Gemara itself set the path for you to see that there is a big difference between them. And therefore, that's where the Rambam picked up on this to say that birds, chicken is always usser, every place. That is a substitute. And interestingly enough, he wants to know what happens if you go to a place where they don't have chicken as a substitute. Let's say you go to a certain city. What would be over there? So he says, "Butla daita it's a koladim." We would say that's not normal. Like you just said yourself, you just said chicken is commonplace. We all have chicken, and if someone says I don't have chicken, and they're serving chicken at the chicken, everyone knows chicken is a good substitute. He is going to be nullified next to everyone else. As opposed to fish. Fish, you have most places, they don't really ask about it, and it's not a good substitute. So therefore, the Braisa said, really, it's mutter. That really you have to see what is the derech of most people. If most people, it depends on the exact situation. And therefore, that's how. That's a third, just that's a really explaining where the Rambam got it from. He picked up on the Lashon of the Gemara that was more commonplace. Okay, either way, let's go further. There's
We have to order from Walmart when they don't have meat, and then see what they substitute. Let's see what they give us.
one thing I know, they won't substitute fish.
Might
They might ask you if you want chicken.
get a Beyond Burger, though.
That's
Yeah,
interesting.
they won't give you, they'll ask you about chicken. Okay, so these are two answers, very interesting answers on the Rambam. But the Rambam, you have to just pick up on that it's really just it's a whole new shot. Now, you know who else? Look at the Ran. Look at the Ran here, because the Ran, even though he's a Rishon, but he's a late Rishon, and he always alerts us when there's a Shvera Rambam. So if you look at the Ran here, the Ran is 5 lines before it gets wide. He paskins, he says 3, 6 lines before it gets wide. The last one line is halacha. Kaimalan halacha, ki Rabbi Shimon, ki Rabbi Akiva, mei chaveiro. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. Hilchah, hanoyde ben habasar. You make a nether from basar. Also, b'chol minei basar. You're also on all types of meat. Ube oif, and chicken. Ube dogim, and you're also on fish. Kol shelo dam. As long as you didn't do a kazas adam, if you didn't do bloodletting, v'loy kevin le'ena, and your eye doesn't hurt, you're also on fish and chicken. The Ran argues straight up on the Rambam. He says, if you don't have an eye ailment and you're not bloodletting, then you're also on fish, because those were two terutzim of the Gemara, and that's how we put fish on the other side of the fence. But if you don't have those two terutzim, then fish is just like chicken. Miudafka, providing that the shliach would consult with me about it. The shliach wouldn't even ask me. Mutter, if you wouldn't consult with him, then obviously that's not part of the species.
Doesn't that take into account the Rambam's community, where they wouldn't even consult on the fish?
Well, yeah, that's that. That yeah.
So I'm saying they're not really
Yeah, but the Rambam didn't tell
chatting
you.
to each
The
other.
Rambam didn't leave it open for interpretation. The Rambam said chicken is a good substitute, automatic. They
Right.
do that. But fish is not so pasha. Fish, you need to see every community by itself. And says the Ran, this is how I paskin. But vizeh, second wide line, shaloi kedivya Rambam. This goes against the Rambam, shekazu perek chi'i, in the ninth paragraph of the Dharma Malachavav, the dogim. The Rambam says you have to go check. Does the shliach want to ask you about fish? If so, it's usher. But he says, "Oy vois, mitzar bechol duchti."
Okay.
But chicken is usher everywhere. Says the Ran, "Hu bin hatema." This is a tema. Tema means a wonder. How did the Rambam paskin like that? Did the Gemara mashvinan lahu? The Gemara equated the two. The Gemara said that you're usher on both as long as there's no eye ailments or bloodletting. then they're both on the same side of the fence that they're usher. And they're both usher. Anywhere where the shliach will consult with me, they're both usher. And if he didn't bloodlet in that day, and he didn't have an ayin, then he's usher on both. But if he had one of the two, he did bloodlet or he had an ayin, that's where you find the split. If he had an ayin, fine. Therefore, the Ran says to the Rambam, I don't understand you. It's such a wonder that he pushes the Rambam aside and says, relegates him to the archives and says, we are not going to
stop. Just so I make sure I understand this. The main difference between the Rambam and the Ran here is that the Ran says that they're equated, is equating chicken and fish, and the Rambam is not equating them. The Rambam is saying, chicken is basar, fish needs, even without consulting, and fish needs consulting.
That's right. That's what
it sounds like the Ran is just paskening based on the Gemara's times, where the Rambam is paskening based on his time.
You're going back to the Torah and the Vilna Gaon's answer. The Torah and the Vilna Gaon, they both answered the question of the Ran on the Rambam. And he said, the Rambam, according to you, you love that answer. So it blends in into MS. So that's how you're affiliating it with. You're saying that the Gemara is going in the times when people used to consult with both. And the Rambam's times, they didn't really, usually, it wasn't commonplace to consult about it. Like today, today's commonplace to consult with chicken. So too, the Vilna Gaon and the Tor say that was the way of the Rambam, that they consulted for chicken regularly. It was commonplace. But fish, you had to see every community. And if they had fish, they didn't. And it wasn't a given that fish could be a good substitute. So you like, you right? That stems well with you, right? You are, right? You like that teretz. Very good. But the Ran didn't like that teretz. The Ran said, what do you mean? The Ran said, look at the Gemara. The Gemara said, that what is the difference? My shna basar oif, my shna basar dogim. Why did basar oif get into my nether, but basar dogim does not get into my nether? It was a contradiction. It was a stira. And the only answer the Gemara came up with was two okimtas. Amrabaya, he had a cause of say bloodletted, or he had an eye infection. Says the Ran, if you pull those two answers out from under you, then what you're left with is that they are equal. Says the Ran, I see that straight out of the Gemara. So, okay, this is the Ran's Mahalach, but you're right. You're seeing it from the Vilna Gaon and the Torah's point of view, that things have changed. So, yeah, according to that answer, you're right. It's hard to reconcile,
it's,
right?
It's an interesting answer because it's really the Rambam almost paskening for his time as opposed to being faithful to exactly what the Gemara is saying.
No, because the Rambam says, I don't have to be faithful. This is not, we're not learning, you know, people come in and they say, you know, you're learning an old time archaic text. What do you have there? Something about a cow goring an ox, a sheep. And what are you guys doing here in the old, this text, pouring your mind over it for hours? You know, a guy once walked in, I was in the Bayit many years ago, 16 years ago, I was learning with Rabbi Rothbard, Hilchos Nida, Shulchan Aruch, and the guy walks in, he's like, what are you guys learning? You know, I could take you on. So he said, he's like, Hilchos Nida. Like, oh, that's old. That's not the gay anymore. That's not, you know. So it's not, it's the Rambam says the Gemara is alive. And the Gemara, we don't go to what the Gemara held. You got to update it. Today, I would go one step further. If you were writing the Shulchan Aruch today, you would put sushi, fish, sushi. Sushi could even be a substitute for, you know, not only regular salmon is a regular substitute, but now we could even go to sushi. These are all substitutes. So the Rambam has to adapt to the changing times. And chicken was an automatic a substitute for meat. It was no question. So the Rambam says, I don't have to write to you what was in the Gemara's times.
But you realize that that is a difference between the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran is sticking closer to the actual text of the Gemara.
Correct.
And the Rambam is working more with the society that he's living in.
Correct. The
He's
Rambam
adapting
asked him
it,
to
whereas
match.
he's adapting it to his time. He's adapting halacha to his time. The Ran seems to be focused more on what is
Original halacha.
the original halacha,
Yeah, but it, I hear, but the Ran did not agree with the Tor and the Vilna Gaon, right? What you're saying, right? The Tor and the Vilna Gaon, the Ran did not agree with that. The Ran held that the Gemara, right? We have an argument. How do we get to what's a psak? What's psak halacha? The Ran held psak halacha is like the Gemara's pasha pshat.
That they're equated. They're equated.
They're equated unless
Yes.
you have an external circumstance like
Right.
bloodletting or pain in the eye. So
Right.
that's how he learned the Gemara. We have two distinct pathways which are they don't touch each other. The Rambam, according to the Goyin and the Torah, are saying a new Mahalach. That right, like you're saying. But these are two different pathways, and they're not really they don't meet each other. According to the Rambam.
I think that the Gaon and the Vilna and the Tur, etc., and the Rambam saying, yes, they are equated in certain in some aspects, but you can see, let's say, by Kashrus that they're not equated. So he seems it's like he's adding another layer of complexity by saying in some ways they are equated, but you can see that in some ways they're not equated.
No,
Like
so
one of the
the
12 ways was in Kashrus.
yeah, okay, but it's two different terutzim. But at least according to the Vilna Gaon and the Tor, yeah, but okay, just not to mix two terutzim together. But according to the Tor and the Vilna Gaon, the answer was the Rambam pulled out of the Gemara pulling out the skeleton. What do we get out of the Gemara? We get out of the Gemara one thing. If it's a derech to be substituting, then that's called the basar. If it's not the derech at all, then for sure not. That would be chagovim, grasshoppers. And if it's sometimes the derech, like fish, then for fish, then okay, sometimes like that. The Rambam boiled it down to what he held was the component, and the Ran boiled it down to be no. He says, I don't take out of what you take out of the Gemara. I don't take out of the Gemara. I hold everything is on equal playing field. It all could be substitution, so it could all be meat. And if you have circumstances that are otherwise, then that's otherwise. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. I just want to see one more line. One more line. The Ran has one question. As the lines get wide, the one line before it gets very wide. Miu, ki amrina bin mutter bedogim, ki shikiz dam, vekeven le'enig, le'shavu adadi. Says the Ran, are these two answers synonymous? So he says, I have a little difference between the two. The ki shikiz dam, le'shori bedogim, He says like this, when did you make the nether? We know it's specifically he made the nether the day that he did bloodletting. Now, the high gavna, the chi high gavna ain't dogim bichlal. Mishum he would never eat those. Hahu yoima for that day. Shmoine. The question is like this. Let's say someone did bloodletting and he made a nether. Says the Ran, does it make a nether difference if he made the nether for one day or if he made the nether
Well,
for.
maybe on day two, after bloodletting, eating fish is
Yeah, now
okay.
he's okay, right?
It's
So
okay.
that's
Now
right.
he's netter, is fish included?
That's right. So he says like this. The Ran says, you got to look at the big picture. He did bloodletting today. But if he's making a nether for the year, so this pales in comparison to you. What are you focusing on today? You gotta look at the big picture, we tell him. So obviously, he's obviously going to be having in his mind the big picture. And therefore, it would be usher, all these things. Fish would be usher also, because he's thinking fish. You think of, it's like a guy who's laid out in bed and his doctor said, you can't have meat for this week. Okay, does that mean he's not going to order any meat from Sobeys? If they, in the, let's say if they have these, in out of town cities, they would order for the week, for the month, they'd order meat for the month. No, he's going to order meat because he's planning on getting meat right after he gets better. Okay, period. So therefore, says the Ran, if he makes a nether for a day after he did bloodletting, okay, so then fish is out of his purview. So it's not part of the nether, it's butter. But if he made a nether for 8 days, so then he's thinking long term. So then the fish will be usher as part of the nether.
Right.
As a, let's go further.
Even though it wasn't his das at the time of the neder, even though it wasn't his das
Well, we're
because
saying
he
it
was,
was the dust of
but it
his
wasn't.
tongue.
No, but sorry, he had bloodlet.
Yeah,
He
so
had bloodlet.
for one day it's out, but for the other 7 days it's in.
So what? How would you speak out his das at the time he made the neder?
When he
He's
says, I'm not eating meat for the next 8 days, he knows that tomorrow he could have had fish, so
fish.
he's ushering fish as well.
Yeah, he's ushering
Oh.
with 7 out of the 8 days, fish would be okay to eat.
Len, you
In
good?
terms of bloodletting.
Yeah, so he makes the neder. He's not going to have fish because it's not on his mind when he makes the neder because he needs to have meat, not fish. So he's only he's ushering.
No, it is on his
I'm
mind because
sorry.
it's an 8 day neder and he can only not have fish for 1 day.
Yeah, so it's still on his mind.
It's still on his mind.
He's making a
Okay,
choice
yeah.
between a 1 day
He
neder and an 8 day neder.
yeah,
If it's
okay.
a 1 day
Yeah.
neder, you're right. Fish is out of the parshah, and
Yeah.
therefore it's mutter. It's not included in
Right,
the neder.
but if he's
But if it's
made
an 8 day neder
yes.
and fish is only problematic for the first day, it will still be on his mind and
Right.
therefore
Oh,
included in the neder.
here's the
Okay.
Shiloh. It
Yeah.
says the Ran, let's transfer and let's go to the next level of the playing field. What about not the next level, the other side of the fence? Let's go to the person who has an eye infection. His eye is hurting him. His eye is hurting him, and the doctor says, you shouldn't be eating fish. Then he makes the neder. I will not eat meat for the next 30 days. What
Okay.
is included in that neder? Do you say fish is out or fish is in the neder?
When the doctor says you shouldn't have fish, is that permanent or is that just because he has an eye infection?
It's
During his
because he
eye.
has an eye infection.
During his
But
eye.
would it come, the eye
During
infection
his
come, is
ailment.
during the.
During the first days of the eye
Well,
infection, it's
we don't know how long the
a.
eye infection is going to last.
Exactly. Says the Ran. When someone is sick, they are thinking, they're not thinking about, okay, this depends on what type of sickness they have. Depends if it's a, there are different sicknesses, right? It's called a long-term sickness, right? What, which is not just cause a flu and a cold. Okay, a guy who
Yeah,
has a cold and a
like
flu.
high cholesterol or something, you know.
Chronic ailment. Right.
Chronic sickness, says the Ran, an eye infection. It doesn't just stop, go away. Oh, just go to the pharmacy and get some antibiotics, and in 2 days you're good to go. Nowadays,
Yeah, now that
we're
they're
at that
better.
point here
They
where,
didn't have
that's
infection.
why Shlomo HaMelech hid the Sefer Refuos. He hid the Sefer Refuos because people would just open up the Sefer Refuos and they would just say, okay, that's what I have to do to get better, and they would have davened to Hashem. But anyway, that's the question. Do you think like so? The Ran says, even if a guy who had an eye infection, he made a 30-day neder or more. The next words that Ran is lishloishim yoim, 30 days or more. Gam ein dogem bechlal. He's not thinking about fish even for 30 days,
Yeah.
because who knows what will be? Ein yodea mosai yisrapei. He doesn't know when he'll get better, and therefore he's not thinking about fish. And therefore, fish is going to be mutter for a person who has an eye ailment, even if it's for 30 days. That's the Ran quoting the Rashba. And on the last words of the Ran, he ends off and says that you could argue on this Rashba because you have to know exactly. Okay, there is what to argue with. Okay, we'll stop right here. Fascinating machlekes. The Abaya and Rava is not just saying two answers, which are very similar. You have to know exactly what the circumstances are to know when you can include it. Is your neder for 8 days or for 1 day? If it's for 1 day, they agree, Abaye and Rava. But if it's for 8 or 30 days, then they argue if you're thinking about the future.
Then the second Akimta is a stronger Akimta than the first.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, very
Okay, have a
geschmack.
great day. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Think of us.
Yes. Okay.
Tomorrow. What about tomorrow, Rabbi? What do you think?
Yeah, Bez Hashem, regular time.
Wow, you're impressive.
Whoa. Listen,
Impressive.
I can tell you a secret. I'm probably not going to go to sleep any later because of the chasana. Anyway,
Oh boy.
well, I, you know, it's not like I go to sleep 10:15.
Okay.
Bez Hashem, yeah, if I go to sleep 10:15, I'd
You're
agree.
young. You can get away with it.
Hey,
I'm
Bez
older,
Hashem,
guys.
keep on
Thanks.
davening for me. But
Thanks.
I don't plan on going to sleep extra late because of the chasana.
Okay.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you.
Shkaya.
I'm square. Thank you.
Okay.
Well.
Goodbye.